My name is Ian Prankert. I am the trustee of Dorset Mine. I was previously treasurer. I've been involved as treasurer and trustee for 5 years.
My name's Stephen Dennison. I'm the chairman of the trustees at Dorset Mine, which is affiliated to National Mine, which is, I think, becoming much better known across the country, which is a good thing. Certain celebrities, such as Stephen Fry, have really pushed the envelope, as it were, with Mind nationally, and mental health, which is a great thing. Well, I'm the chair, so that it means that I chair the trustee meetings, be that once a month, once every other month. Also, my name is put on sort of official documents and things like this, so if anything goes well, I get the credit. If it doesn't, I get the blame. Beyond that, not a great deal. We have a chief executive, Jackie, who does the running of the business day to day, and without her we couldn't be here.
Dorset Mind is a small independent charity. We are part of the Mind family, which means that we are an affiliate of National Mind. The way that works is that in the country there are about 150 affiliates to the Mind organisation. All the affiliates are different sizes in terms of income, in terms of geographical sort of scope, and in terms of the services that they deliver. Dorset Mind is probably one of the smallest, although we do feel that we do deliver quite a few services considering our size. I think we've been in existence since about 1947. We can't actually find the documents that give us the exact date. We have looked, but we decided to pick 1947, or it was possibly, it might be 1946. I think we began life as something like the Bournemouth Association for Mental Health, obviously have been through several name changes, etc. And I think possibly in the 70s was when we became an affiliate of National Mind. So what we do here locally is we provide services to people in the community who have mental health problems. Yes, there's lots of evidence that's available that shows that at some point in our lives, one in four people will experience a mental health problem. And I think there's also information that shows that at any particular point in time, up to one in six people will actually be experiencing a mental health problem today. So we recognise there's a great need in the community. We are just one of many providers who are supporting people in the community with mental health problems. The main way that we do that is that we provide peer support groups, which are facilitated by a paid member of staff. We also have a befriending service, where people can be matched up on a one-to-one basis with a volunteer to provide them with an opportunity really for social inclusion, because a lot of people with mental health problems can find that links that they may have had in the past with friends, family, through employment, etc. If they're having an episode of poor mental health, that sometimes those links can fall away. And that as part of their recovery journey, they may have a desire to get back involved in their community, and that's where our volunteer befrienders can support somebody to access whatever it is that they want to get involved with. We use volunteers extensively throughout our organisation. The main place that we use them is as volunteer befrienders, but we do also use people in different capacities. We have people who volunteer to support our paid staff at our groups. We have people who help in the office with our administration. We have people who help with accounts, with IT, all the kind of things that you need really to run a small business. So anybody has any sort of volunteering interest and has some skills, we can usually find somewhere to use those skills. With regard to the affiliation arrangements, we are able to be an affiliate of National Mind in return for them assessing that we are a viable organisation, which they do through a quality process which takes place once every 3 years. We're currently about to start the next version of the quality process, which is called Mind Quality Management, I think. So in order for us to continue as an affiliate and to be able to use the branding and to be able to use the support that we do get from National Mind, we need to be able to evidence to National Mind that, like I say, we are running a safe, sustainable organisation, which will involve us providing a portfolio of evidence and a couple of site visits from some assessors. With regard to how we are funded, although, like I say, we're an affiliate of National Mind, we don't directly get any funding from them. They don't send us a cheque on the 1st of April or the 1st of January. We are totally independent. So all our income is raised through donations, through us making applications to charitable foundations or trusts who have a remit to support people with mental health problems. And we do also have some service level agreements with a local authority to provide some services on their behalf. As I've probably already mentioned, we know there's a great need in the community for people with mental health problems who want to be able to access low level support, especially people with common mental health problems like anxiety or depression. And we are hoping that in the next year or so, we are going to be able to start providing more opportunities for people just to kind of come along and find out information about mental health, realise they're not alone, give and receive peer support in the groups, which hopefully will have the effect that it will increase people's self-confidence, self-esteem, which can be an issue for somebody who's got a mental health problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and how did you get involved with Dorset Mind?
It was through my own personal issues. I had mental health problems myself. I went along to one of the service groups, and the service group was run by the person that was running Dorset Mind at the time, and he suggested that I'd be interested in doing the treasurer's role.
We do always collect information. We ask people to give us information when they become involved with us, whether it's as a paid member of staff, a trustee or a volunteer. We ask them if they would like to share with us whether or not they feel that they have lived experience of mental health problems. I would say that roughly 50% of our trustees would say that for themselves. I think possibly also roughly 50% of our staff would say that. And a fairly high percentage of our volunteers. It's not mandatory, but it also at the same time, obviously people who have got experience may well be better placed to support people who have got mental health problems.
It's a rather long story, but I've suffered with mental health problems myself, and I was ill a couple of years ago, and to my rather sadly, I'd never heard of Dorset Mind before, and I got to hear about it, and I got to a voluntary role with them. And I was asked to become a trustee just over a year ago, and so I did. And so I'm only in my early 30s, and I think perhaps there's a misconception that you have to be old or retired to be a trustee to get involved in like that, and you don't have to be. It can be time-consuming, and if you're working full-time, whatever, it's not always easy to give the time. But it's a very rewarding job, and I'm pleased I'm doing it.
Worth it.
Yeah.
So you're happy with the level of support that you got?
Absolutely, yeah. Jackie, other staff there, fellow trustees have been very, very helpful. As I say, you take responsibility for your job, and you try to do it as your best as you can. And everyone has their own ideas, and that people bring that to the table, and it's about discussion and trying to get everyone's best interest at heart and pushing forward an agenda from there.
Okay, great, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Panacea in Mind is a group which is primarily for people with anxiety, phobias or panic attacks. However, we don't really, we're not an organisation that is particularly interested in labels or diagnoses. So really, if somebody feels that they could get something from attending that group, then whatever their diagnosis or whatever label that they feel that they might have, they would be welcome to come to that group. We don't actually have a group that's specifically for people with depression, but again, I think it's well documented that anxiety and depression often can be linked. So therefore, some of the sessions that the Panacea Group run may well help somebody in their recovery from depression. Mainly they look at things like negative thoughts, how to manage anxiety, people sharing their experiences of what has been helpful, what's not been helpful, and just really the group, if they feel that they would perhaps like someone to come in to talk about a complementary therapy or something, then we would see if we could get someone to come along and do that. But at the same time, not saying that this is something that people should do, but it's just another option that, you know, if somebody wants to think about it for themselves, and that's fine. But likewise, we'd have people who might come in and talk about cognitive behavioural therapy as well, and again, if somebody feels that's useful for them, then it's just about providing a kind of pathway really for people to explore on their own. You can contact Dorset Mind on the telephone number, which is 01202 392910, or you can email us on contact@dorsetmind.org.uk.